Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones. Longing for the
sun. I know so many people that know this is a total fraud, journalists, you name it, and that it's a takeover of civilization, and they're so scared they decided just to go along with it. See, being weak has rewarded people the last 50, 60 years, but now we're coming towards the political slaughter. And being weak and acting like a sheep's going to get your ass destroyed. You know, this report I just played is so critical. It's at newswars.com, infowars.com, and Band on Video. The only way it reaches the sheeple with all the proof of who's behind this is when you share it. So again, the video is titled V for Vendetta, the Coronavirus Endgame. And if you minimize that for folks on screen, they'll be able to see it. Right there. V for Vendetta, the key to the coronavirus secret. It's on Band on Video. We built our own system to be able to get this out to you and your family. Please, you are the Paul Revere's. Get it out now. Emergency. This is a takeover. Here's Rush Limbaugh.
Now, of course, we here at the EIB Southern Command are in South Florida. We're in Palm Beach County, which geographically is a large county. And so you would think, you look at the case data here for Palm Beach, the number of cases, coronavirus, the number of deaths. But one of the things that interests me is the hospitalization numbers. Because if you look at Drudge, if you look at the drive-by media, you would believe there's not a single hospital bed in this country, right? You have been led to believe that every hospital is overflowing, that dead bodies are in body bags and refrigerated trucks that are being tarped off to landfills or whatever. I mean, some of the most incredible reporting I have seen. And it is in New York.
You know what? Let's just stop right here. This is so important. I meant to get to this at the end of the show yesterday. He said this yesterday, by the third, fourth hour, we had it. I want to come back in the next segment and play the Project Veritas piece and then get to this and show Oliver Darcy getting Project Veritas banned off of YouTube, the videos, for driving up to the military and doctors and nurses and them saying they think it's overblown. And Darcy says, I think this could hurt people, and I think that's not true. Doctors and nurses and military don't have voices, and journalists shouldn't be able. You can't have citizens talking. And YouTube went, you're right, because there's an agreement with CNN and with Media Matters that when they're fact checkers, so when they go to big media or they go to big tech, and they say, I don't want people talking to doctors. That's not authorizing. You're right. Here in the new Soviet Union, that's not me. This is unbelievable. So watching that, I thought, you know, why not back up what Rush is saying? Because there are empty hospitals, and it's way bigger than just the apex. They're all over the country now suddenly empty. And it's because they told doctors don't do non-essential, and most of this crap is non-essential. I mean, I am around these nouveau-rich women in Austin, in upper-middle-class areas, so I can have a gate and all that stuff. I don't like it either. I'm going to move the country. And, man, these women go to dermatologists and doctors like 5 days a week. I mean, they cut them up. They slice them up. They laser beam every mole. And it's just, oh, doctors. And I can see, it's kind of fun seeing all that shut down right now because they don't know what to do. Because that's part of their, you know, psychology that, oh, I'm a beautiful woman, so, you know, I've got to, you know, go and pamper myself with constant medical appointments. And they always just fry their faces, inject them with crap, just totally screw these women over. And that's what this is. I mean, it's a cult that's scaring everybody, and it doesn't want anybody questioning it. And it's got a guy that looks like a possum that got caught, you know. Folks, one time I was running a shredder down by a creek bottom. And there was a dead stinking cow there. And I was supposed to drag the cow out of the watering hole where the other cows are eating because it might make them sick. And I got out and I went over to tie a chain around it. And I told the story. I did this to a horse, too, that had maggots all over it. But it's just a maggot story. And I'm dragging it with a chain and a possum comes out of its rear end because it likes to go eat the food that's in there. They like to, like Darcy likes to eat, you know, and feed us crap. And it comes that possum out with crap all over it. And I go, that looks like Oliver Darcy. Just like when I saw the guy from Comedy Central, he looked like Chuck E. Cheese, an animatronic rat. I just suddenly go, it's Poo-Poo Possum. Be right back.
Alex Jones here with some good news. 2 weeks ago, we had to stop taking new storable food orders because the company that supplies us was backed up and was busy getting out the orders they had. Now they've opened up two more factories. They've bought a whole bunch more high-quality food. They're packaging it right now, and they're going to be able to ship it out to you very soon. So get your orders in now. Every other major food manufacturer in the storable food area has been sold out for a long time. Many of them are still telling you they got food. They don't. We do, but it takes time to package it and get it out to you. The bad news is, hey, I hope the virus blows over, but the globalists trying to cancel the election and the economy may go south. Now more than ever is the time to have high-quality, storable food, and the place to get it is InfoWarsStore.com. So a lot of you have gotten food from us. You've loved it. It's been very helpful for you and your family. Now is the time to double down. With as crazy as this world is, if they're able to take Trump down, we are screwed. We've got to fend for ourselves.
InfoWarsStore.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is official. The globalists, working with their client superstate, communist China, launched this souped-up novel cold virus, corona. It's the most common virus out there. Most of them are totally harmless. And if you have high levels of zinc, other things, vitamin D, it's on record in studies, it's very hard to get it. But they don't want you knowing that. They want people to shut up. Create maximum fear. And now Fauci has come out. If you just joined us, we're going to play the clip again first here in a moment, and said, hey, we're going to surveil people. We're going to cycle into other seasons. Next year, you won't be able to go out either. So they'll run into the middle of summer and then let you have a month or two and then clamp it back down. But there'll be special apps they're announcing. You'll be tracked. China was the model. They're going to roll it out like they just got these ideas, but it's all pre-planned by the Rockefeller Foundation, Bill and Melinda Gates, the tabletop exercises, predicting COVID-19 in November when it was already launched in China and incubating. And Limbaugh is absolutely right that there are thousands of videos, we started playing them 2 weeks ago, of just empty hospitals everywhere. But now more and more people from Alabama to Texas to New York to Wisconsin to Ohio to Idaho to Montana to Colorado to California to, oh, I mean, every state. It's happening in England. It's happening everywhere. They will see on the news, the 6 o'clock news, that there's long lines. People are everywhere. That there's people on respirators. Everyone's dying here at the hospital. We've been posting videos that are like 30 minutes long, 15 minutes long, an hour long every day on Van.video. I mean, you can't even watch them all. And these locals, you go to their YouTube channels, it'll be like an auto parts store, or it'll be like a guy that owns a nursery, or it'll be a lady that, you know, is a maid or a cleaning supply. It's just normal people, or it'll be a retired cop. I mean, I'm going and checking their channels, and they have stuff with their kids at the beach and parties, and suddenly it's all this investigative reporting. And they say, well, I live a mile from this hospital, and they said there's long lines and people dying everywhere, but I noticed they weren't showing a wide shot. And I've seen other videos, and this is just a sampling of what they say, because they are all saying this, where they're showing newscasts in Hawaii. Remember 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, we first were breaking this? We had to get that Jones fellow, that filmmaker, back on. That's where it all started. And he sees them on the news saying that there's long lines and no one can get in. Well, he thought he had coronavirus because he'd been sick. He'd just been out of town in L.A. at a film show. He's an award-winning filmmaker. I mean, international filmmaker. Jones is last name for his first name. The point is, he goes in and the parking lot's empty. He just saw the news an hour before and he goes, test me. And they go, no, we're not going to test you. He parks there for 3 hours reading a book and watches, I think he said, 9 people come up and they're all turned away. But he just saw the news. So he comes back the next day and nobody's there, but they're saying it's full. So everybody started seeing that, going, well, they say the hospital's full down the street, but they need to show it. So they drive over, sometimes 10 minutes after, they say they're live. We're here at the hospital. Everyone's dying. Giant lines, respirators, help us. Ah! The aliens are attacking. We're all dead. And you get there, and there's nothing. Crickets, 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 crickets. No one. So you start asking, why is no one here? And the hospital goes, we don't know why there's nobody here. I mean, some of the hospitals might have, you know, 15 cars in the parking lot that normally has 1,000. These are huge hospitals. Other ones have no one. And there's hours and hours and hours. In fact, I want to ask Kellen McBreen or one of the crew that's here, go talk to Dew. He's the one posting these every day. I mean, he's probably put together like 8 of them that I know of. And then the fellow we had on. Daria, what's the Jones filmmaker's name? What's his first name we had on 3 weeks ago? Let's look it up, because I want to tell folks about his video, too. He was the first, and it just chain reaction. His video got over 1 million views last time I saw it. Chain reaction, and then everybody just starts going out to see what's going on. E. Michael Jones, can we get him back on? I really want to get him back on. Thank you. And let's get him on tomorrow. Or get him on the war room. Let's just get him back on. Because he was just going to be tested. I thought, well, there's long lines. I still better go do it because I feel sick. And he got there, ladies and gentlemen, and there was no one there. Now it's a chain reaction. So let's be clear. These aren't hospitals open and waiting for the apex, for the paramount, for the top of the mountain, for the peak. This is across the board. They're saying it's full. There are people lined up. There are people on stretchers in the hallways. Cuomo, we have no respirators. People are dying right now. They go, hey, there's a stockpile down there. Well, I don't want to discuss those. Jason Jones, thanks a lot. I really want him back on. I really want him back on. Stephen Jones is the professor that exposed explosives at WTC7. And that's why I begged hard. I want Jason Jones back on. 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 I want Jason Jones. I just want him back on. So, back to what I was saying. Back to what I was saying here, ladies and gentlemen. God, watching this country totally butchered and just how everyone's in a sleep state. And it's like I'm awake and everybody's like in a sleep state. It's like it gets worse and worse. People are mesmerized, ladies and gentlemen. It's absolutely out of control. I gotta go to Rebro. I'm not even do the show anymore. Screw this whole place and screw everybody in the country. It's gone. We are a nation of devil worshipping cowards that have killed 62 million babies and we love it. And that's why they're making their move on us, because God is removing his protection from the planet. Period. Because you want death and you want Satanism, you're going to be killed very slowly. They're going to inject you with vaccines till you and your family are big, bloated, retarded beast. And then they're going to kill you and Bill Gates is going to urinate on your grave. And you still will do nothing. Even though I've told you all of this over and over again, even though I've laid every damn bit of it out. Now, see, I don't blow up on air like I used to. I've learned to control myself and channel the energy. And I'm going to do that. I just, you know. It's the same problems over and over again that drive me insane. The departmentalization of everything. Everything is specialization because no one wants to get outside their box. They want to be put in a little cube and do one little thing and not be conscious. And I see it everywhere, and it's intensifying, and you're dying, and your spirit is dying. You are being reduced right now. America and everything our ancestors fought for is being murdered, and people are wiggling around enjoying it like it's fun and it's cutesy. It's not cute and it's not funny. You understand it is a 100% undebated absolute fact that they have never guessed the right flu virus for the mutation of what the main flu is the next year. And it's always a whole bunch of flus, dozens and dozens of them. And that it does nothing to protect you from the next flu if it's not the exact flu. That's why they never ask why they don't have a vaccine for the common cold. Because it's too varied. Because there's thousands of them. And because you have to get it exactly right. And viruses are always mutating. But you notice they're telling you they've got a vaccine. They want you willingly to go take whatever it is that's going to be in there. And when major German, Italian, and other firms have gotten things like H1N1 vaccine and scanned it, they go, this is super, this is like 10 years ago, super advanced bioengineered thing with a whole bunch of stuff added onto it. And then they were SWAT teamed, it was in the news, by the Italian government because the manufacturer of the vaccine and the WHO said, that's patented. You're not allowed to scan what we put in there. Trojan horses. Trojan horses are in the cell phones. They're in the food. They're in the vaccines. Everything they give you is for another thing to control you. It's not so you can sit there and jerk off the porn or sit there and, you know, play Tetris. It's to watch you and fry you and surveil you and in the future be your jail guard to tell you when you can go outside, how much food you can have, what profession you have, whether you can have children or not. And you all want to die and you're going to get tortured to death like those babies. God is putting us into slavery. You're going to burn in hell.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNLive.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I've been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVice.
Satan yet. They haven't acted like coward jellyfish. By the way, I wasn't mad at the crew earlier, and I wasn't even mad at the listeners when I was saying you're all going to burn in hell. I mean, the people that rejoice in killing babies. I mean, I remember just 4 months ago when suddenly on all the comedy major shows and all over the news and all the big feminist groups were like, I love killing babies. I had a baby girl in me, and I like to get pregnant, and then I've done this 3 times with my boyfriend. We like to have sex while I'm pregnant. We like to think about the baby. Oh, she's a little girl. I was a little boy. And then I go in there, and I've got such power. They chop that little piece of trash up. And I feel like, God, when I'm killing that baby. I mean, I've played those clips. You want me to play them again? And it's just the weirdness of Cuomo's, like this crazy dictator. He's got weird nipple stud rings. And I'm not attacking people that got nipple stud rings, but, you know. When dude's got it, I mean, you know, it means they're catching and pitching, and then that means they can just blackmail him. Of course he's blackmailed. I mean, these people are crazy. And it's just a psychotic. We are an evil population. We are evil. We are soft. We are stupid. And we're dead. The globalists are going to kill us. They're even worse than us, but they embrace that they are the survival of the fittest. And because they're in power, it's their right to do all this to us. And I'm sitting here watching it going, I don't want to be part of this. I don't want to join them and be part of exterminating everybody. And then I don't want to join the giant masses of idiots. And I just sit there and I look at my children. They're good. They're strong. They love God. They're a little spoiled. Got problems. But they don't deserve all this, and neither do your children. So I started thinking about hours of video I've watched the last 3 weeks, psychoanalyzing now myself. And that's when I got pissed earlier, was that for 3 weeks, there's footage pouring into us and pouring in everywhere, hours a day, of people watching newscasts and going to the hospital the same day, minutes or hours later, and there's no one there in the middle of the day. It's all lies. Because the globalists didn't get their propaganda perfect. It's like, because the low levels aren't involved. They just kind of give them directives and hope they follow suit and hope they overcarry it out. As Governor Newsom said, we don't need martial law. The public started doing it to themselves, he said 3 weeks ago. He was laughing about it. Peer pressure. And people being little, you know, police officers that don't even have any training. It's not that they're empty for the apex. They didn't think when they said no non-essential. And most of the health care now is non-essential. It's just people using their insurance and getting into the whole medical thing. I've gone and had surgeries a few times that I had to have the last few years, a hernia and torn bicep, things like that. Does the bicep hurt like it? It was a big tear. And I was talking to the doctors, and they're like, yeah, most of these people just come in here and get surgeries for each finger to get a surgery to get pain pills. And they're just totally, and I was watching these people while they were putting me under, right before they did, just getting off. I'm like, oh, the shot. They go, oh, yeah, oh. When they start getting the first, you know, injection of the IV, and I'm just like, you know that causes brain damage every time. I mean, I'm only getting surgery unless I need to. So, I mean, my hernia, I had it for 10 years. I mean, I had, like, guts hanging out. I had to shove them in when I was on air. I'd, like, a couple times, you know, per hour. Just I didn't want to have the surgery. I was too busy. Then it got so bad with the guts hanging out. I went, all right, let's get it done. But that's what we've turned into. And so I don't know, man. I just can't join Satan. I've been around these globalists, and they're so creepy and so unhappy, and the feeling is so bad and so empty, so dark that I couldn't join them. But I do get that they trick the general public to be evil and accept abortion and devil worship. And so the public kind of does deserve to be exterminated. The globalists are playing God, though. They want to carry out the operation of God. They're the ones that help people be evil, grease the skids, incentivize it, run the whole thing. But then they want to play God, too, at the same time, and then exterminate everybody. I want to promise the globalists something, and I know this just as sure as that sign over there on the wall is bright red and says exit. When they make their exit, they are going to be imprisoned in a dimension with themselves forever. That's not going to be a nice place. The hell of their own making. And their system will fail. They'll never get their life extension technology the way they want it. It's never going to work right. They'll say it works. It'll be a fraud, an AI facsimile of who they were, but it won't be them. And their new world order is going down. But God is going to allow it to come into fruition to kill, like Revelation says, close to half the world population. So, hey, all of you that think social distancing and doing what they say and taking their inoculations to keep you safe, good. Take them. You take the shots, hell, give me your kids. Kill your kids, too. Kill them slow. You're scum. Your kids are probably scum, too. So I'm just going to kind of get in the middle, I guess. I'm not going to be the globalist, but I'm going to start saying, hey, you want to kill yourselves? You go do it. But, oh, don't try to make me take your shots. And don't try to make me eat your GMO. And don't try to make me submit to you and go, oh, I'm sick because you didn't take the vaccine. No, dumbass. If you supposedly took the vaccine, you shouldn't get it. Now, I'm going to be a good boy and get out of this nasty mood here. But like Limbaugh said yesterday, if he told people what he really thinks, he'd be off the air because it's controlled. The network will shut it down. I run my own network. And the stations that carry us are their own people, and that's why we're on the air, and we appreciate them. But putting perfume on this pig isn't going to fix a damn thing. And it's all here. And I saw that Fauci statement and all the other stuff, and I knew it was coming. Forced inoculations, we're never going to stop the clampdown. It's just going to be on and off, on and off. Well, if you've got that in place, that's a clampdown. You know, like jail cells open up, and let folks be in general population, at night they close. But you're still in a prison. This is the most classical form of globalist takeover. We predicted would happen. They had other options, big wars, financial collapses, race wars. But the big enchilada, or enchilada, like they'd say in New York City, is this. And this is the classic real McCoy, what we expected, the exact big dog they'd send. Not the virus itself, but this attack. This is it. This is a primary main assault. Their best probability of success. It's the one I launched, one I predicted. Got a video on InfoWars.com. 15 times I predicted just this. And folks, I don't sit here and say that to go, oh man, wow, Alex, how the hell do you know this? I'm going to tell you again. These creeps think you're an idiot. And so they brag about it and got the whole damn thing teed up. Bill Gates can't shut his mouth how he wants to kill you and your family and kill old people and depopulate. And again, you've done nothing about it on average. I'm not talking about the audience. I'm talking about new listeners. You think this is all funny? Well, let me tell all the BuzzFeed New York Times folks out there. They get their plan. The forced inoculations start. Most of you in 10 years are going to die of cancer. But not before they cut your ass up and feed you bug poison and radiate your ass and take every damn dime out of you. Remember, when you're dying, you're taking your last breaths. You remember Alex Jones warned you. You understand? Because that's how God works. He sends people to warn your ass first.
One of our best-selling products is Living Defense, and it's been sold out for over 4 months because it's hard to source the ingredients that are organic. We've got a limited supply right now, but it's selling out fast. And I want those of you that haven't experienced Living Defense to get it for yourself. Here's just part of one testimonial.
I looked. In January 2016, I went in a hospital. I went in the VA hospital out here in Boise, and I was in there until June. And one of the only things that got me through that ordeal was listening to InfoWars 3 hours a day, and I kept hearing Dr. Group and all you guys talking about Living living defense. Let me tell you something, man. I had an internal digestive problem, and I suffered with it for about 5 or 6 years. And the doctors, they tried every test. Nobody could figure out what it is. And then every day when I kept hearing you and Dr. Group and those commercials, I said, you know what? I'm going to get me some of that freaking living defense. Now, I wasn't supposed to have any nutritionals because they don't want you to have that stuff. But I ordered it, had it shipped to me. I got it. I hid it from the nurses. I started taking it. Man, that stuff changed my life. It saved my life. Alex Jones and InfoWars saved my life.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
President Trump is being railroaded by total hysteria and by the fact that the American people have bent over and begged to be mounted by the globalist spider. He came out 8 weeks ago and said, we're a strong nation, we can handle this. 30-something thousand die a year of the flu. We'll try to mitigate it, but we're going to stay open. We're not going to be fearful. And the media was like, you're going to get everybody killed. It's your problem. It's bad. He goes, well, wait, Pelosi says stay open. The Democrats say stay open. And so he backed off and started saying, okay, we'll clamp down. And now they're like, you're doing good, Trump. And, oh, Jim Acosta's like, Trump gets it now. We have to stay on lockdown forever in cycles. And now Trump and Costa are friends because Jeff Zucker's like, okay, Trump's doing what he wants. Start being nice to him. Because the public doesn't have a memory on average. That's what they count on at the globalist level. And so they know they get that depression that's coming in a month or two if they keep this going, for sure. All the numbers show it. The irrevocable shutdown, to start something this big up, you just can't do that. Well, ladies and gentlemen, then they'll turn around and blame Trump for that, as they're already preparing to do. Mr. Schiff over at the House Intelligence Committee is starting his investigation like a 9/11 commission into whose fault it is. And, of course, Trump is the main person they're looking at. And so now you see where it's all going. So I told Trump, and so did Mike Adams, hey, you at least got to say it's serious, so we're going to deal with it. Don't just say it's not a problem, it's like the flu, or they're going to get you. Well, Trump started doing that, then they gave him brownie points, but the next trap's already set. So that's what's happening. You know, I have G. Edward Griffin joining us. I should have said that. I wanted to get him on a few days ago when I saw that Trump basically started nationalizing the Federal Reserve, parts of it. And it is true, he began to nationalize the Federal Reserve. That should be under the power of Congress, not the private Federal Reserve. We'll play clips of the old head of the Federal Reserve, Alan Greenspan, saying the Fed is above the law and all the rest of it, to understand what this is really all about on the monetary front. And then tomorrow, I'm only having one guest on, Jason Jones, that first exposed the empty hospitals and clinics and testing facilities that's now taken the country and the world by storm. And I'll be here Friday, and we're going to do a special Saturday show, as we did a few weeks ago, and as we've been doing off and on, from 2 to 4, maybe even longer, live. It's on the radio and TV satellites, but only has breaks for local stations. We're pulling our network breaks so that we have more time each hour. Only about 6-7 minutes of ads, putting on the clock, 10 to 14 minutes an hour. We'll have some special guests, and I always have the Sunday show. I've been doing that 12 years now, 4 to 6 p.m. as well. That's the weekday show we've been doing in this slot for 22 years this time, or 23 years, and then 26 years total on air. So I overheated earlier. It's an old Alex Jones trait to blow up. It was 100% real. And it's because I have been really upset about what's going on, because it's all a formula. It's all a program. It's all an operation by the multinational corporations, the WHO, and the China. It's not that China orders the WHO around. China in 49 signed on with the Rockefellers and the globalist operation to set this up as the model state to do this. And Trump represents a nationalist arm that's trying to take American power back from the globalist, so that America runs the global system and not China. It's really a fight over who runs the global government right now, not even over getting rid of global government. Let's be completely honest. I'll have America run it so we can make it more libertarian, more Americana, with influence getting patriots and nationalists elected everywhere. Operation 1776 Worldwide that I launched about 15 years ago. And then we can defeat the Malthusian eugenics-based globalist program. And that's why now the globalists are so pissed, is they can see that that common sense approach has been picked up by intelligentsia and the intelligence agencies and others that do not want to carry out a homicidal post-human world government system. Let me introduce a couple terms to you here that are key, and then I'll get to the news. You have B.C., before Christ. And you have A.D., after death. Now they have the Common Era and before the Common Era. That's the modernist thing to get rid of Christ, even though that's the historical fact. Because ask Congressman Crenshaw, the gay pirate, he said Jesus was an imaginary person like a superhero. No, the Roman and Jewish histories report Jesus and the basic things that happen. You know, they'll tell you someday that George Washington didn't exist. By the way, you know, in Travis County, 60% of births are cesarean section, made popular by the surgery on Cleopatra. Interesting to know history. Just basic stuff. I predicted 20 years ago that one day they will take children from mothers that try to have babies at home and try to have them vaginally, even though statistically the babies are much healthier, they are vaginally. The hospitals get more money with a cesarean, they can run it through quicker. And of course, now that's happened. There's moves to make, by the whole medical tyranny, to make vaginal birth prohibited. And They always want to keep the baby away for a day so the mother doesn't ever produce milk. You get him on that formula, he had about a third smaller brain, about an IQ 30 points lower. And the fluoride just does its trick. Yeah. Not me. I walked with my mom in Target when I was 18 months old. I tugged on her skirt and I said, "Mama, titty." And then she said, no, when we get in the car. And I kicked her in the leg, which I never did. I was a nice little boy. She said, "That's it, you're weaned." But see, that big brain, that big head, those big bones from the milk my mother produced. But see, soon it'll be a conspiracy theory that women's breasts ever even were for milk. I'm not joking. They're saying you can't say mother and father. They're saying that men can have babies. They're assaulting the very fabric of reality. No diving boards, no dodgeball, no tag, no football. They've already phased most of this in. No contact sports. No one's allowed to drive their cars. They're going to show the robot cars are safer. It just saves one person while we lose 50,000 a year on the roads. Well, the robots, we got it down in this town that did it by 50%. Well, okay, you can't drive your car now. This is their admitted plan. So I'm going to come back, cover the news, go to Jimmer Griffin, and then I'll get to the Limbaugh stuff and the Veritas and the Possum, Oliver Darcy. But you need to know this term. After the human error, A-H-E, after the human error. By the way, that is what we're entering, the end of the human error, the post-human. Coined a term here that you will hear about, after the human error. And the great ones that innovated and caused the new transition into this thing. But before they kill and destroy us all, our humanity already has to be destroyed. We're made in the image of God. We must give that humanity up slowly. And then the truth is Satan never had the power to take our humanity, just like Faust. Faust died thinking Satan still had power over him. He could have denounced Satan, embraced Christ, and could have been delivered, but he didn't. So you need to repent. I'm repenting. And I know exactly how they're going to roll the whole thing out. That's what's horrible now. I'm having to really look into the research we've done and what I already know. And I'm having to look at the next phases and how they're going to roll it out and what they're going to do. It's terrible. I see it about 5 years from now and there'll be some new plague out. Well, they're not going to stop. This is so successful. It's going to be every year now. But there'll be groups protesting and coming out in mass, and they're going to release really deadly bioweapons, but are only meant to mutate once and then become harmless. And they're going to go then and spray crowds with stuff that kills them in like 3 days with pus and blood squirting out. And then everyone's just going to totally panic and just absolutely bang to be put into prison.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I want to fly like an eagle back to the country that's the land of the free, the home of the brave.
1984 is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
The swine flu vaccine in the 1970s killed more than 10,000 people. They don't deny it did that. They report that the Spanish flu killed between 30 and 50 million people at the end of World War I. No one really knows the true numbers. People were run down. They were starving to death. But it was soldiers that were run down with their ribs sticking out, brought it back. They had massive deficiencies in vitamin D, zinc, and all the rest of it. And that's just a historical fact. If 100,000 people die from this, it'll be a bad flu season. 80,000 died in 2018, the U.S., according to the CDC. And almost all of them were above the age of 80. They had kidney failure. They had limbs amputated. They were diabetic. Now it's news that, oh, a lot of really old people and folks with heart failure are dying. Yeah. But it also kills some healthy men, and it eats your testicles. It's not a good thing. But the point is that the idea that you can never leave your house again if anyone's dying. And the governor of Texas, I told you, would go ahead and do it. He stay-at-home order for the whole state yesterday. This is not constitutional. Now, if we had airborne Ebola that was killing 90% of people, you better have storable food. You better be ready and just stay in your house. And the only essential workers that work at nuclear power plants and power plants and the truck drivers that are getting that stuff. I mean, you'd want to stay there. This isn't even killing 1%. I'm not saying that still isn't the problem. That's somebody dead in your neighborhood. But the idea that government can control this and the idea that vaccines are the solution, why'd they never have a vaccine for the common cold? Because there's thousands of viruses that cause it, and there's hundreds and hundreds of mutations of coronaviruses every year, the main cold bug. But we always knew the ultimate bioweapon would be a reinfecting cold bug carrying other attacks, and now they've done it. An airborne cold virus. Coronaviruses are piss hands, folks. But if you run down and a bunch of them get replicating in your lungs, they can kill you. Kind of like dumping water in your lungs. Water's nice for a nice drink of orange-flavored LaCroix. But you dump a couple cans of this down your lungs, you die. Goes down your esophagus into your stomach, it's good. Not in your lungs. But it's the airborne nature, and now it's 27 feet. Now they're going, well, actually, it might go further. Well, then, see, it's... And it's all over the world. China starts with incremental, and then it closes the net. And here it's the same thing. Texas is like, we're not going to do that. You know, even though they had projections of 200,000, we're going to die 2 weeks ago. Now it's the same projections, but, well, I guess we better. Because it's the corporate pressure, and Trump's getting the praise he's never gotten from the media suddenly. He's riding the tiger. We are the problem because we're buying into the fear and going along with it. And so the politicians follow where the people go when we take action. It's why they can't get our guns because we say no. It's why they're reversing abortion all over the country. We're waking up and saying no. Actually, we're coming back to God, and there's been a revival. And globalism's in trouble, and humanity's starting to do the right thing. Look at these headlines. I mean, there's just hundreds of them here. Half of humanity is under lockdown. Dems delayed presidential convention by 1 month to August 17th. Texas town clamps down. Wear a mask in public or face fines, arrest. Total control, just like Islam. They say, hey, a man might rape you if you don't wear a beekeeper suit. Well, then you get arrested if you don't. Well, now it's a virus might get you. See, it's how it works. U.S. jobless claims surge record 10 million amid coronavirus lockdown. Medical teams raise alarm for extra risks faced by diabetics. It's happening. Military going after deep states. Cartel, piggy bank. Trump always said he wanted to put the military in the ocean and on the borders to shut down the drug cartels. Let me give you a little hint. They've already been doing it. And so absolutely, one is by land, two is by sea. Trump has now doubled the amount of troops in the Pacific, the Gulf, and the Atlantic going after the drug cartels, which he says is a real emergency. Drugs are killing hundreds of thousands of people a year, just opiates, hundreds of thousands. Well, then, we're going to clamp down on that. That's not martial law, though. That's the military in the ocean. Thomas Jefferson sent the military to fight the Barbary pirates when they were robbing our ships. But Fauci says lockdown will continue until there are no new cases of coronavirus, and you're going to get your forced inoculation. Coronageddon, Pentagon ordering 100,000 body bags. Coronavirus is now the third leading cause of death in the United States. And the flu usually is one of the top ones every year. How are we going to respond to this? Well, here we go again. China puts country on lockdown after new corona cluster emerges. Oh, now the Chinese communists got a real reason to stop their people from rebelling. Chinese gave faulty, contaminated COVID-19 equipment to several countries. I told you that weeks ago. Now it's all admitted. But don't worry. Don't worry. Now China's flying more masks over here to save us. Even though U.S. intelligence report concludes China concealed the extent of the coronavirus outbreak. That's now official. We told you that 9 weeks ago. So people say, hey, you said it was big 9 weeks ago, and get ready. Yeah, for the economic collapse, for the lockdown, and for the man-made virus, but it's just the trigger. And here we are again, ladies and gentlemen. You know, I get nasty, I get negative, because I see a lot of compliance and people thinking it's virtuous. It's not virtuous. The Chinese rolling over to evil is not virtuous. The Chi-Com's using it to clamp down on Taiwan is not virtuous. The Chi-Com's lying about it, incubating it. The Democrats saying bring it in is not virtuous. When Trump said block the Chinese flights and the federal judges tried to block it for several weeks, that wasn't virtuous. But what's really not virtuous is that people don't cultivate a memory to remember what just happened a month ago. I talk to people with degrees that are smart, that are supposedly successful, but they're mentally lazy. And I tell them this stuff. I go, remember the Democrats saying, don't block the Chinese flights? Like, no, I don't remember that. They're the ones criticizing Trump not doing enough. And you're being mentally lazy. Don't you remember? So I pull it up and I show them from a month ago, Pelosi, from 5 weeks ago. They go, whatever. They don't care. They think me trying to show them something is I'm trying to show off to them. I walk into grocery stores now and I explain to them it's all a way to take their rights and that's the real threat. And most folks go, yeah, I agree with you. I agree with you. But it has to be done. I'm going to start the next hour, so I haven't covered 1/10% of the news. We'll get to it all. Jabber Griffin's coming up. I haven't plugged yet today. Listen, we're going to sell out of X3. We sold out of X2. It's a long time till we get more X2. X3 is amazing. It's three types of iodine, all excellent, including the D3 crystals. It's apples and oranges. They both do the same thing, but some people like this formula better. I talked to scientists. They said some people need all three types. So it's here, and it's going to run out in the 1 ounce in the next couple of days, the 2 ounce in probably about a week or two at this current rate. But instead of 40% off, I just went to 60% off. So, you know, we're making 30% or so on that, but that's okay. I just want you to get it, and you're going to see it sell out. But I want you to have it, and I want you to get Real Red Pill Plus. It's going to be sold out soon. It's a 50% off, and the Real Red Pill will be sold out. We're going to sell out of the Prostaguard that also has a big dose of zinc and copper and a bunch of other stuff that's known to be really good for you and boost your defenses. That's in the solid days. Vasovite's amazing for your overall body. Creates nitrous oxide in the blood. Just look into what that does. Look into what PQQ and CoQ10 does, and that's just some of the ingredients in DNA Force Plus. Absolutely the number one thing I'm taking along with the iodine. That's all 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com right now. And go out and consult physicians, and they'll... Every physician I've talked to a lot of them. I ran into an airline pilot, flies for American, yesterday, and then I was talking to a medical doctor. I'm not going to say where I was, what I was doing, and he was like, oh, absolutely, you can't find zinc anywhere. I'm telling my patients, you know, take zinc. And I said, well, how much? And he said, 100 milligrams a day. And he goes, if you taste it later, it tastes kind of acid, means you're on too much, but, you know, they're giving 250 to people that already have it, and that's, you know, not good for your kidneys, but it's better than dying, but wouldn't do it long term. And I said, well, I've been taking 30 milligrams a day. And they said, yeah, I'd probably load up more than that. And I'm up to 100 milligrams this morning. So that's what I'm doing. And I'm, as a human, according to Media Matters, George Soros, I'm supposed to tell you that's what I'm doing. But you can go to the end, because, you know, George Soros is God. He's a Nazi collaborator, so he is God, I guess. If you go to the NIH and type in zinc, it'll tell you right there that it's an immune booster. You got to have it to live, cleans out the cells, protects the mitochondria. But that's the NIH. Don't listen to them, you know. Only listen to CNN, who's still saying hydroxychloroquine's bad, and there's no hope, and you're all dead. Because only a vaccine will save you when there is no vaccine for the coronavirus, because it's always mutated. But that's just 2 + 2 = 4. Hey, CNN says men can have babies. Biological men. The penises can have babies. It's not proven. They're training you to accept delusion. So, InfoWarsStore.com, Super Blue Toothpaste is selling out. We have a Super Silver Cream. It's all there. InfoWarsStore.com. Stay with us.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Alex Jones.